Finally today, there is a big jazz festival taking place in Beijing right now. And this weekend, one of the festival's performers will be a musician who draws on both Chinese and American traditions. The World's Patrick Cox reports.
Yang Ying grew up in the 1960s and 70s during China's Cultural Revolution. It was a time when people deemed enemies of communism were forced to work as manual laborers. That happened to Yang's father. He ended up working in a coal mine. He thought his daughter might escape that fate if he taught her to play an instrument well enough that she could enter an elite music academy. And so, Yang says, she learned to play the traditional two-string ahu.
We have a very, very small and poor condition apartment, so we cannot practice at home. So every morning, 5 o'clock, my daddy will run with my brother and me to the park, and I will practice at the park.
Yang won a national competition playing this famous piece. It's called River of Tears. Her success led to a place at a music conservatory in Beijing. From there, she became a soloist with the Chinese National Song and Dance Ensemble. She performed for countless foreign dignitaries on their visits to China, including American presidents.
Like I played for Ford, Carter, and Nixon. I remember three. I probably performed for more.
More important to Yang, though, were her tours of China, where she learned about the country's regional differences, the music, and the dialects.
The dialect is the most important thing. You go to different places, they talk about it in a different way. That really affect on the music.
But while Yang was being exposed to new sounds, she still had to perform the same old stuff.
You probably only play 2, 3, 4 repertoires for your whole life. I was often play those repertoires and I was getting tired and I really want to do something new.
It was the late 1980s. China was opening up. Yang started going to rock concerts put on by the U.S. Embassy. Clubs were opening, bands forming. She thought, why not? She taught herself the bass guitar. She said it was like learning a new language. This is Cobra, China's first ever all-female rock band. In starting the group and performing songs like this one, Yang knew that she was breaking several taboos at once and that her ensemble colleagues, and especially her father, would disapprove.
When he heard I play rock music, he was not very happy, you know. And also people around me, dancers, musicians, they all thought I was crazy.
Yang tried to infuse some of Cobra's songs with traditional elements. That ultimately moved Yang in another direction. She emigrated to the U.S. and started studying jazz. She recognized common elements between jazz and Chinese folk music. Both rely on improvisation. And both, she says, make the instrument sound as if it's singing, like the human voice. It made sense to Yang to play the arhu with an American jazz group. And now it makes sense to bring that sound back home to China. Yang Ying hopes that she's invited to play many more times in her native land. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.
We have video and photos of Yang Ying at theworld.org. While you're there, check out the latest edition of Patrick Cox's podcast on language. It's called The World in Words. That's going to do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for being with us.